Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Mitt Romney is accusing Rick Santorum of trying to kidnap the presidential nominating process by sending robocalls to Democrats, urging them to vote against Romney for Santorum in today's open primary in Michigan. Rick Santorum has responded, saying we're going to do what we have to do to get votes, and Romney did the same thing, courting independents before New Hampshire's primary. Let's check in at the polls with Jennifer Chambers of the Detroit News. Jennifer, are you finding Democrats crossing over?
I am. In Oakland County, which is one of Michigan's wealthier counties, but in a Democratic community, I found several crossover voters this morning who left the polls not necessarily feeling 100% enthusiastic about what they had done, but saying that they couldn't vote for, basically, Mitt Romney. They said that they had to choose someone else. And Celia Hunt walked out of her voting precinct in Ferndale, which is a suburban blue-collar community, and she just looked pretty dissatisfied, and I asked her what was going on, and she said she had to cross over. She's a registered Democrat. She wasn't really proud of that, but she had to vote in the Republican primary, and she said that she voted for Rick Santorum, saying he's much more of a conservative than Romney, but that she's the type of person that will vote for the best candidate when it's all over, and it isn't over yet. So I think she hasn't even made her mind up for November as to who she'll vote for.
Well, Jennifer, this is fascinating because we're remembering that the term Reagan Democrat was born in Michigan, and in 2008, Mitt Romney benefited from these Reagan Democrats who supported him. But you're saying that you're talking to Democrats who are not trying to make mischief by voting for Santorum and therefore lessening Mitt Romney's chances. You're saying they really are picking between the two.
Yeah, in this case with this woman, that's what I found. But, you know, and this other woman who's voting for Ron Paul, she's a Democrat as well, registered, and she just said, in her words, I hate the other two, Romney and Santorum, and Gingrich wasn't even an option for her. So every person I've talked to sort of has a different story, but I know that there's a lot of discussion about Democrats being pressured to vote for someone other than Romney in order to lessen his chances of getting the presidency. So we're finding a lot of interesting crossover voters. And then in Oakland County's Bloomfield Hills, where the Romney family lived, I found some Republican voters who did support him. They were also saying they weren't 100% satisfied or enthusiastic about their votes, but that he was the better candidate. They know he's not perfect, but that they still feel he's the best candidate to beat Obama. And that's the bottom line for a lot of people.
Well, and back to this grumbling about Democrats crossing over. Yesterday, we said on the program that, you know, we'd heard that these were Democratic Party operatives getting out this vote. But then John Godfrey, a listener in Ann Arbor, one of many listeners who wrote to tell us he got a Santorum robocall. He's a registered Democrat, so Santorum's people must have known that. And they sent him a robocall saying, send a message to Mitt Romney, vote for Santorum. So there's that push as well. We know you've received like 26 robocalls in the last few days. What is that like?
Oh, it's very annoying. My phone is constantly ringing off the hook. A lot of the calls are, you know, the phone number's banned or it's an unknown caller. Other times it does say Romney campaign in it, and they're leaving messages. They're calling late in the evening, 8, 9 o'clock. I have children I have to put to bed. And I just don't like my phone ringing off the hook, and I think we measured about 26 phone calls over 7 days, and most of them were from Romney, maybe one from Santorum. And one interesting thing I found, a voter in Bloomfield Hills, a Republican, said she was being targeted by Santorum. She voted for Romney, but she said she got many of these calls, and that was annoying her, and she decided to vote for Romney. Oh. So there's a full court press here in Michigan with voters definitely trying to influence people's choices.
Well, we know Newt Gingrich is focusing on Tennessee and Georgia, somewhat seeding Michigan. Mitt Romney is said to have the best get-out-the-vote machine, but Ron Paul had a huge rally there last night. He could pick up some delegates. Michigan isn't winner-take-all. How would you characterize the spirit of the voters today?
Well, I think Michigan, especially in Southeast Oakland County, is an educated, active set of folks that are coming out to vote. You know, a lot of Democrats aren't sure what to do because obviously they could cast a vote for Obama and they're using the opportunity to cross over, and Republicans are out. I mean, I think that there's going to be probably a decent voter turnout for this primary, and that people are anxious to have their vote mean something and to have a say in national politics. So I think today will prove to be very interesting by the end of the evening.
Jennifer Chambers of the Detroit News, thanks so much.
You're welcome.